Welcome to Beanball Podcast, Episode 8. We took a little bit of a hiatus. This is actually the first episode since June 16th. Today is June 26th. It's the wee hours of the morning in June 26th, so really between June 25th and June 26th. But this is our first time back in quite a while, so thanks for sticking around and waiting for it anxiously, I'm sure. The A's tonight had a nice victory over the Seattle Mariners, for whatever that's worth. It's the Seattle Mariners. Tommy Malone, though, pitching well on the road. I'm not sure if it counts yet because Seattle plays just as bad as Oakland in terms of runs allowed, and Seattle's lineup plays just as bad as Oakland's in terms of runs allowed. Not that Malone has been facing Oakland's lineup, but I didn't pay terribly close attention to the game, I'll be completely honest. I was doing some editing at the same time, and I kind of knew the outcome already. I knew that Malone shut down the Mariners. I didn't know to what degree, and I knew that the A's didn't really score a lot, and I also didn't know to what degree. But once it kind of got toward the late innings, and it was still 1-0 off of the Seth Smith homer, which was an impressive homer, by the way, but the Seth Smith homer, I kind of figured the game was going to end up 1-0. There wasn't going to be any sort of ninth inning drama, extra innings, anything like that. So there was a little bit of tuning out on my part. But in any case, the A's won. That's all well and good. Now, Ryan Cook closed out the game yet again. It's something like his fifth save, or I think that's right. And Bob Melvin apparently after the game said that he's not going with the closer by committee anymore, and that he's just going with Ryan Cook as the closer, which, I mean, I talked about this before. Really, did anybody else actually get a save opportunity, or a ninth inning opportunity in the time that the A's were in quote-unquote a closer by committee situation? I just don't understand why we even listen to the words that come out of managers' mouths. I know that managers are, Bob Melvin's playing a different game. Maybe he didn't want to put Ryan Cook in the situation of saying, you're the closer, you know, you're the matchup guy, and that matchup always happened to be the ninth inning. But, I mean, how dumb does he think Ryan Cook is? Oh, he comes in three straight ninth innings, including one where he's facing two left-handed batters and Brian Fuentes is available. You know, he knows, right? I hope he knows. If he doesn't know, then maybe ballplayers don't have as much going on as I would like to think they do. But, you know, managers, I don't understand why we put any stock in their words. I mean, I guess they have to be reported what they say because somebody is saying something and the reporters have to write something or else their jobs aren't justified. But he says what he's going to say, and managers always say what they're going to say. And, you know, outside of the occasional sort of Joe Maddon, David Johnson flare up in the Washington Tampa, you know, what, inspection gate, I don't know what you want to call it, but when they had their pitcher, you know, their pitcher's gloves inspected for pine tar and all that nonsense. You know, outside of that rare occurrence, managers are just, again, I don't know why we're listening to them. I don't know why we put any stock into anything they say at any time, basically. And this is a sort of ongoing debate, I guess, of the questions of access versus non-access, and, you know, whether it's a virtue, essentially, of being an outsider. And I don't know that there's any virtue in not, you know, having people on the inside of organizations that you can talk to, as long as you can maintain your objectivity, which I think most professional writers can. Maybe that's a controversial position. In any case, I think there's a difference between being a person who is allowed because of their press pass to go into the clubhouse and get all these vanilla nonsense quotes from these vanilla players and then go to Dallas Braden for a colorful quote, which if you look at it, just says the same thing as everyone else, but he's clearly been thinking about how to make it into the form of a quote. And that's one kind of access. And the other kind of access is actually being able to call up someone in the front office, call up a scout, call up whoever, ask them for their evaluation, ask them about any rumors they've heard, and, you know, you do this sort of information trade, and then kind of thing that people like Kevin Goldstein do, which I think provides genuine information to fans because, you know, the five or so legitimate prospect reporters can't see all these players. Even when they're trained as scouts, they can't see all these players. They can see some, but they can't see everybody, so they have to get information. So that, I think, is valuable. what Jane Lee, not to actually call out a name, but, you know, it's her job. She's a beat reporter. She writes for the, you know, OaklandAthletics.com, and she's technically independent. What she does, I'm not entirely sold on the value of it, because for the most part, and I'm sort of quoting Sam Miller at the Baseball Prospectus ballpark event in Anaheim a couple of weekends ago, they're just repeating a press release, and you've got four different reporters, you know, one from the Chronicle and maybe another from the Chronicle, and then Joe Stiglitz from wherever he writes for, the Tribune or whoever, and they're all just sort of repeating the same info and the same information. And then you've got the CSN insider, you know, you've got, what's his name, Casey Pratt now. So you've got all these people just repeating the same information, and it's just the same as if the team put out a press release every time some news happened. It's not like we're getting a lot of advance warning and leaks, and even if we were getting advance warning and leaks, it's baseball. Who cares? So, I don't know. The reporter thing is maybe a bit of a waste. In any case, that's my little rant about baseball journalism. I don't have much else. There's not a lot else going on, I guess, although the A's roster is in flux as always, but that's more of a blog post kind of topic. So I think this will be a nice short 6.5 or so minute podcast, maybe 7 minute podcast, and that is all from Beanball Studios here in Los Angeles. I have been Jason Wojciechowski. As always, tweet, Facebook, you know where to find me, JailWoj, Facebook.com/Beanball, email me, JasonW@Beanball.org, and so forth, and I will, you know, get it on the podcast. I will actually go to 8 or 9 minutes to answer your question. That is what I will do for you, dear friends. I will see you next time.